Before 1900, generally speaking, vegetarianism is seen as kind of a radical social reform movement tied to any number of social reform movements in the U.S., Sprinchen says. Vegetarianism as a movement undergoes a pretty significant transformation in the U.S., kind of neatly at the turn of the 20th century. As the notion that a meatless diet could improve personal health gained traction, more meat alternatives became available. Being vegetarian no longer meant being stuck with vegetables and rice. During World War I, it was even seen as patriotic. A 1918 article from the Chicago Daily Tribune, headlined, "Have You Ever Dined Upon the Mock Turkey?" highlighted the alternative meat options of the day, as the Council of National Defense promoted vegetarianism as a means of rationing meat. Today, meatless diets are far from radical. Senator Cory Booker, a Democratic presidential candidate, is a proud vegan. Dunkin' Donuts and Burger King feature meatless sausages and burgers. The wide availability and improving taste of meat alternatives, especially Impossible Foods and Beyond Meat products, make going vegetarian much easier. But Americans may not be ready to skip meat at Thanksgiving, since the holiday and turkey are so intertwined. Alexander Hamilton reportedly once said, "No citizen of the U.S. shall refrain from turkey on Thanksgiving Day," and every year the U.S. president marks that tradition by pardoning a turkey on the White House lawn. It's part of us. It's part of our culture. It's imbued within who we are as Americans, says Sprinchen. Indeed, only 5% of Americans say they are full vegetarians, according to Gallup poll data. But Darren Seifer, an analyst at market research firm NPD, predicts more vegetarian options will appear on holiday tables this year, as NPD data shows 18% of adults in the U.S. are trying to eat more plant-based foods. And for the vegetarian home chefs like Dutton, who are making the effort this year, the tide feels like it's turning just a bit, as long as her guests like the stuffing.